Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs. Joining us in a second will be Mr. McAfee. Next to him, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Go on.
The Nuke Man himself, Bubba Gumpino. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, Tony. How are we doing, Paul?
Great. And then on the FaceTime, our former NFL GM, host of the Lombardi Line, GM Shuffle Pod. Make sure you subscribe to The Daily Coach, Mr. Michael Lombardi.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You got good feelings going into this championship weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, I do. I feel like, you know, it's... I think it's coming around. I mean, I don't know how healthy Mahomes' toe is. I think we've so much focused on his concussion that he's been cleared from that, which we all knew he was going to be, that I'm more interested in that toe, you know, because I thought that toe really affected him.
Yeah, and I know he runs around and he makes a lot of plays with his feet, but I still think Mr. Mahomes is someone that can win a ball game from the pocket and getting the ball out and making decisions. Do you disagree?
No, I mean, I think he can do anything he wants to do on the football field. I'm not questioning that. I think it's got to be, you know, if you can keep him in that pocket, then it eliminates having to cover guys for 20 seconds, basically.
Have you heard anything on your shows, on your other shows, from your sportsbook friends? Any interesting tidbits going into this weekend other than the 33-5, the winner also covers the spread in championship weekend in the last 38?
You know, no, but I know that the Borgata's nervous as hell because they took, before Brady signed in Tampa, they took an $8,000 bet on Tampa to win the NFC.
That's probably...
It's going to pay
$280,000.
Yeah.
Is that, if my math is correct, is that, because I heard there was someone had a ticket out there for a lot of money for around like 400-1.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure people are selling off those tickets if they can. You would think they might. I don't know. But now I think, you know, when you go through the numbers, I think the reality of it is we talk so much about running games during the season, who can run the ball, who can't. This weekend's about who throws the ball the best. It really is. It's about quarterbackings, throw the ball the best, and who can protect the quarterback and rush the quarterback.
I think that shows that the game is changing too, right, Mike?
Yep, no doubt, no doubt.
And I
have a stat here. Teams that average more yards rushing per game are 16-22 straight up in this round, 17-21 against the spread since 2002. You know, and this just can't hold up. Whereas if you can throw the ball, you know, in that category, the teams that average the most yards per attempt, 24-12 and 21-15 against the spread.
Well, if you look at it, these teams, Buffalo runs the ball 21st most in the league. KC runs the ball 23rd most in the league. Let me see for the other game. And then Tampa Bay runs the ball 28th most in the league, and then Green Bay would be the outlier. They run the ball 7th most in the league. None of these teams, besides Green Bay, even run the ball that much.
Right. So really what you do is, what I always do with run the ball, is you got to look at first half play selection. Okay?
Okay.
First half play selection. The 31st, the worst team in calling runs in the first half, Kansas City. Uh-huh. The 31st team is Tampa Bay. Okay, then we go up to, let's see here, Buffalo is 28th in calling passes. And then all the way up we go to, let's see, I can't see, Green Bay's 11th. So Green Bay is 52% run, 57% pass in the first half. Whereas Kansas City's 30-70, Buffalo's 35-64, 65. And Tampa Bay's 33-66.
So when we're looking at these games, are we looking at teams that can get pressure then?
Well, yeah, and you know, that's what makes you worry about Buffalo. They can't get pressure.
Uh-huh.
Both quarterbacks can move. I think when you go back and watch the last game they played, Buffalo, you know, the leading ball carrier in terms of rushing yards was Allen. And they only had 200 yards. I mean, they did a really good job of stopping the run of stop that game.
Who's that? Is that Roger Goodell? Bill Belichick?
That's a tip. I think I know who the Eagles defensive coordinator is, but I'm not allowed to say.
No!
And I tweeted out, but I'm not allowed to say, so I'm going to keep doing my show and keep doing this, you know.
No more Lombo bombs.
Hey, Lombo Bomba.
But this big one, it's a little one, you know, no big deal. You know, no big deal. It's actually, you know, it's a cult thing, too. It involves the Colts, so.
Oh!
Fucking Eberflus going over.
Do you think Vita Vea makes a difference for the Bucs, Mike?
No, because I don't think – I think he does if they tried to run the ball, but plus he gives them another rotational guy. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, if he's on the field, you got to throw it, right? You're going to throw it when he's in there. And Green Bay probably, and when they go back and watch that tape – they need to throw it more than they did the last time they played them.
Isn't that interesting? Because playoff football, you need to be able to run. You need to be able to stop the run is the old narrative. You're saying that. It's not going to work. You got Aaron Rodgers. Go sling that thing all over the frozen, snow-covered tundra up there in Lambeau. That's what you're saying?
Yep. You're going to throw it to run it. You're not going to run it to throw it.
And
that's
where
we are. You're going to throw it to run it. And the last time, you know, Buffalo played Kansas City, they dared them to run it, and they ran for 245. I think Buffalo takes the same approach. Now, I think Buffalo's got to do a much better job offensively. I mean, Buffalo offensively was not good the last time they played them. I mean, that was the real issue. They just couldn't do anything with their offense against Kansas City. Kansas City, you know, held them to, you know, 20 first downs. They were 4-for-9 on third down. And, you know, they really didn't make any plays. Stephon Diggs averaged 7.7 yards per catch. Beasley had 11.3. The longest play of the game, pass play of the game, was 22 yards.
And that was, if I remember correctly, that was a COVID game that was moved to like a Tuesday night. It was a weird game. I think it was raining.
It was a weird
game,
yep.
All right.
And the reverse of what should happen in the game. Kansas City had the ball for 37 minutes. Buffalo had it for 22:15. So that's got to flip.
All right, so without further ado.
I'm tweeting out, you just made an announcement, by the way. Just had to dissect a Lombo Bombo from at Lombardi. We know who you're talking about.
All right, well, I can't. I'm not
confirmed. Talking about?
Deny.
Is, I mean, this guy maybe similar last name of a man, had one of the greatest pump fakes in the history of NFL football.
Rich Gannon.
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
Lombo Bombo.
All right. We've talked a lot. We talked a lot about these games yesterday. We've talked a little bit about now. Let's just get right into the picks. The very first game, the 3:05 game, the Fox game. The line opened at 3.5. The line currently is, let me make sure it's correct. Let me make sure nothing moved. Currently sits at 3 on FanDuel, by the way, which is available in Virginia and Michigan.
Yeah, that's awesome, by the way. Welcome to the FanDuel family, Michigan and Virginia. I'm excited to win a lot of money alongside you wonderful people, especially up there in Michigan, because all your teams stink.
Yeah, they do. Sorry about that. But now you can win money off your team sticking.
And other teams, yeah.
And other teams sticking.
Yeah.
Line is at 3 currently, over under 52. 57% of the tickets are on the Packers. 66% of the money is on the Packers. Let me get the total for you. The total is at 52. 75% of the tickets are on the over, but 54% of the money is on the under. Michael, where are you going with Pack Bucks?
I like Green Bay here.
Let's go.
I think Rodgers is the best player in the tournament, including with Mahomes playing, that he's kind of beat up. I think this is the Packers' time. I think they'll do a good job game planning against Tampa Bay. I think they'll have a really good idea on how they want to attack them. They'll attack Todd Bowles through the air. I worry about their defense getting control of the game. I worry about them getting some stops. But I think Rodgers wins this game. I'll lay the points and take the Packers.
Gump.
Packers 4-1 against the spread their last 5 playoff games as a favorite.
Boom.
7-2 against the spread their last 9 playoff games.
Bang.
15-1 straight up their last 16 at home against Tampa.
Boom.
Bucks going on the road 3 weeks in a row. I like the Packers here.
Pat.
This is a moment where we're sitting 2 days before a monumental moment in the history of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. NFC Championship game in Lambeau. Now, Packers faithful will not be able to be in attendance. 6,700 will. And although Lambeau is the most iconic and historic playing place in the NFL, it will not look exactly how it has looked over the years, which is cold and snowy, check, check, packed full of cheeseheads losing their minds. And I'd assume that Aaron Rodgers and the boys that have been around the Packers organization and the front office and the coaching staff that understands the Packers fan base are not thrilled that the NFC Championship is being run through Lambeau without their incredible fans there. With that being said, there is no chance in fucking hell Aaron Rodgers lets the NFC Championship be in Lambeau and be a memory that they can't talk about in an awesome fashion down the road. That team is playing unbelievable football. Aaron Rodgers and that offense feel exactly like how we thought the Chiefs were going to be this year. They can go and score whenever the hell they want, and they will. There's been a couple times over the season they've stumbled, and one of those games was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But what happened in Week 6 and the team that the Packers were in Week 6 as opposed to this championship weekend are two mightily different squads at this point. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, I think they cover. They're part of my super boost, obviously, this weekend on FanDuel, available in all states where FanDuel is available, including Michigan and Virginia. For me, it just feels like the Packers are the team of destiny this year, and it's going to be awesome to watch them get this dub over a lot of my friends, and I'm wearing Tom Brady's fucking glasses. They're good glasses. But this seems like this is a Packers Sunday for me, and NFC Championship runs through Lambeau for the next couple years.
I hate to go against Tom.
Hate it.
He's great, obviously, in the playoffs.
Bingo.
He's great as a dog. And I hate to go against Vegas, too. But I'm going to. I'm going to take the Packers.
Let's go. Show sweep.
Show sweep.
So are you doing the under? Are you going 52 under? Or are you going 50? What are you doing under?
I haven't made that decision yet, Mike.
Oh, think about it.
Pondering yourself there. You know you're going to do it.
I mean, I probably am. FanDuel has this cool option where it's like gives you 7 parlay options, and it'll actually give me the under at like 58, as well as the pack like -5.5 and under 58. I like to take that because I may take the pack at 5.5, 9.5, 12.5.
Jesus. What?
Maybe even 16.5. What? I'm not sure, Mike.
I like the I like if it's 50, if you can get it 52 and under, I like that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, 75% of the tickets on the over, it has gone from 51 to 52, even though most of the money is on the under.
Right, that's right. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Hey, Packers -13.5 +300, by the way.
Not terrible. It's not terrible.
You going to go and get it?
Yeah, probably.
Let's go. How about -27.5?
That's too much.
+1,100.
That's too much.
Oh, okay. I mean, you were the one to do it. What?
That's too much. Some other.
How about 20.5?
Nah, I'm not going over 16.5.
Well, that's +600.
Some other bets on that game. I'm thinking about taking Gronk under the 28.5. I think he's got one catch in the playoffs so far.
AB's out. That doesn't worry you at all?
Man. Nah. I mean, that goes to
Gronk's just moving bodies out there this playoff.
Yeah, he's a tight end. That's really a blocking tight end.
If they put Jair Alexander, I'd like to know this before the game because I don't know if he's going to go on Godwin or Evans. But if he's on Evans, maybe it'll be like, I don't know if I could live bet an under for Mike Evans. But I think I'm going to take Mike Evans under 64.5. Alexander's just absurd.
So you don't think they're even going to move the ball?
The Bucs?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can move it with some other players. Definitely not going to be Gronk and Evans.
Well, playoff Lenny?
Can I add in another bet alongside
you
here?
Sure.
With what you're saying?
Sure.
Leonard Fournette scored a touchdown, anytime touchdown score, +130 on FanDuel right now. I think Tom Brady playoffs, running backs normally have success. Mm-hmm. Anytime touchdown score. Leonard Fournette seems to be playing like a different person these last couple weeks. Seems to be playing like LSU Lenny Fournette at this point. +130. That doesn't seem like a bad bet at all with what you've been saying.
Thank you. And I'm also going to take Aaron Jones under 61.5.
I love that.
He had 10 carries for 15 yards in the first matchup.
Yeah. What catches for Davante Adams?
Davante Adams catches. Let me get that for you. I bet you it's at 8. If I had to guess, 8.5, something like that. Let me find it.
Here it is. Receiving yards here. Davante Adams, 89.5.
So many. I'm not going to go against it, though.
Yeah, I'm betting the over for Devontae Adams there.
Let me find it here, Mike.
That's why I like that as official bet, by the way. Devontae Adams over 89.5 yards.
Devontae Adams reception, 7.5. I was wrong. It was one off.
I'm going. I like that over.
We all like Devontae Adams, I think, as we continue to be shown slow motions of his get-offs and him catching. In these 146 targets, one drop, it just feels like Aaron and Devontae have a different relationship right now. 89.5 yards, that feels like an over there for me as well. So I like Leonard Fournette, anytime touchdown scorer, and Devontae Adams over 89.5 yards, Diggs. I'd like that in the minutes.
They are in the minutes. I may go Equanimeous St. Brown under as well.
How do you feel about Tom Brady pass completions? 24.5. That's on FanDuel. Over -112, under -112.
Mike, do you think Tampa is going to try to, obviously you said the first half stats lean to them throwing the ball a lot. Do you think they'll continue to throw the ball a lot?
They have to. Yep, they will. Okay. I think there's no doubt. I think once they loosen them up, then they can start running it. I definitely do. And let me just give you rushes and completions. This is important stats. So just in terms of the rushes and completions, let's see here. The Bucs are always lower in completions. They average 48.7 rushes and completions, which is 25th in the NFL.
Ooh,
they're one of
the
worst teams in the playoffs in that category. And Green Bay is 13th at 50.9. Buffalo is – where's Buffalo? Buffalo's 10th at 51.3. And Kansas City is 9th. So what I bring that up is when you set the Brady completions, that's really going to be important. Because they are not a team that is great in terms of execution. They're below the playoff team averages 51 rushes and completions. Add the rushes to the completions. Playoff teams average 51.1. The Bucs average 47.4.
Oh, so they're going to lose this weekend. That's clear.
I think so.
You said it, Mike. Hey.
Hey, let's go Pack, huh? Let's go get a win. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. The next game.
Go Pack, go, dude.
6:40 p.m.
Hey, AQ, fucking hate to break to you, pal. Not winning the Super Bowl this year, dude. Sorry about it.
I can't wait to rub that in his face.
You've never won a Super Bowl either.
Yeah, well, he rubbed it in my face when the Steelers lost, so he's got it coming.
I mean, I guess it's similar situations.
Exact same.
He turned his back on the city that he grew up on.
Exact same thing.
We're kind of turning our back on one of our really good friends here, but no, but we're not.
Who is?
We're using our brains.
We're being objective.
We are being objective, aren't we?
Yeah, money is way above friendship.
It's not personal to
this fucking guy.
He's a terrible guy.
Every day you got something new.
That's a wild cliche. By the way, I think I am a pretty good example of not
well, yeah,
that
yeah.
particular thing.
Yeah.
You might want to backtrack that one, Tom.
Diggs, need you to look in the mirror this weekend. Hey, maybe this weekend you look in the mirror and we reset something. There's a lot of other things that you got going on that are fantastic. Married man, okay? Uh-huh. Get a house now and the whole thing. Maybe we potentially look in the mirror for that one. Or, you know, just continue doing what you got to do, pal. Doing whatever you got to do, Diggs.
I meant gambling money.
No. Oh.
Not actual money.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
6:40 p.m.
Jesus.
It's in my blood, man. 6:40 p.m.
Lombardi, he just took a shot at you, too.
He always got an out, huh?
Yeah, always.
Bills at Chiefs. -3. 54% of the tickets. I just want to make sure this is right, Mike. See if you say similar. 54% of the tickets on Buffalo, 60% of the money on Buffalo. Do you see it that way as well?
Exactly what I have. 46% of the tickets on Kansas City, 40% of the money, which is shocking. I'm going to give you one more thing that's shocking. 58% of the money in the money line is on the Bills.
Is that because they've covered 8 of the last 9 and they've won 9 in a row or 10 in a row?
That's money line. I mean, I see people taking the points. But, for example, on the money line, the Green Bay game, 80% of the money line, 80% of the tickets is on the Green Bay money line. 20% is on the Bucks.
Yeah, I think most people who think the Bills can cover think the Bills can win, obviously.
Well, that's what the trend, right? Didn't we have that trend just
33 and 5.
Yeah.
33-5.
That's interesting to me. I did not expect the Chiefs-Bills thing to be the way it is. I didn't expect this many people to be betting their money on the Bills to win, right? Like, a lot of people come out and say, you know what, want the Bills to win, happy for the Bills, let's do it. But to put the larger percentage of money being put on the Bills is wild to me. I just assumed everybody is like us and just like, yo, the Chiefs are going to win.
That's
just
what the Chiefs tread lightly, my friend. I mean, don't want to say too many bad things about the Bills.
The Mafia.
No. I know. We love the Bills Mafia.
Love the Bills.
We love the Bills, dude.
Oh, they'll turn on your team. They'll kill you.
It's a championship fucking weekend. Hell of a season, Buffalo Bills. It's not getting crazy. Four teams left.
What, they played the Texans last year in the playoffs. They made it the AFC Championship this year. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Let's go. You guys are crushing it.
It's great. Josh Allen's third season.
They're on the rise,
dude. By the way, you probably do look like a better team than the Chiefs a lot of this year, to be honest with you. You probably do. But just, it's hard for me to be like, oh, the Chiefs aren't going to be able to just win this game if they want to. Like, that's what the Chiefs do.
I think the Chiefs really do have home field advantage, too, and that's something that's not being talked about. That place was rocking against Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be 17,000.
Like, I think that is a... Yeah. There was a lot of people there last weekend.
Wait, who wasn't there somebody at a... Somebody was at a game, and they said there was only...
That was Fighter MMA, who's... Cleveland Browns fan.
Stipe
Miocic.
He said they said there were 7,000 fans or whatever. Yeah. Probably going to be, maybe can't see. He sneaks some more in there, I guess. What's that, Lombardi?
It looks like a lot more to me in that stands there. I mean, but I'm not a good counter, so I don't know.
All right. 6:40 game, as I said, -3. Bills Chiefs. What do you got, Mike?
I think they got to play it perfectly. They got to throw the ball. They got to control it. They got to come out running. They've got to have the ball 38 minutes. No punts in the second half. They can't get into one of these situations where the Chiefs score 24 points in 3 minutes and 30 seconds like they did against the Patriots the last time they lost. They got to control the ball. They can't snap it until the play clock goes down. Oh. They need at least 25 first downs in this game. You know, I'm going to take the Bills and the points. I think you got to believe what you see here.
Lombo.
The Bills have been able to cover, and Kansas City can't. So I liked it better if I get 3.5. I'll take 3. Thank you.
Jeez.
Damn it, Mike.
You got us in quite a pretzel over here, pal.
Not me. Give me the Chiefs. I'll lay the 3. Mahomes is in. I mean, it's the Chiefs. We're talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah. You're right.
They haven't covered in the last 9 weeks.
They would have buried the Browns last week if Mahomes didn't get hurt.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going with Chiefs as well. I mean, it's part of my super boost, but I was potentially going to change after what Lombardi just said, because I do take, you know, a lot of stock in what Mike Lombardi says. Yeah. What are you going to say?
Where's Diggs going?
Probably the under.
No. Of course. I mean, he lives in those
unders. No, I'm not taking... anything as a pick for the under this week, actually.
Undies?
Well, no. I mean, these teams are here for a reason. They're really good on offense.
Defense wins you championships, Diggs.
They used to. That was when football was football.
That was my NFL.
That was my NFL. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. Normally, I would like to take the Bills. Like, just like, it seems like the contrarian pick here, but it's not. Like, it's not. Most of the money and stuff is on the Bills. So I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Contrarian. You're gonna go double reverse contrarian and go with Kansas City.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, Mike. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Double reverse contrarian.
Double reverse contrarian. It just feels right. I love the Bills. I really do. And they have been playing much better defense since Milano's back, and they got Trey White, and their safeties are great. They can't get after the quarterback, though.
We all love the Bills. That's
10 mile an hour wind. Go up to 12 mile an hour by 9 o'clock.
And I trust Pat to throw in that wind a little bit more. Because the last windy game.
Uh-huh. Say it.
Josh Allen. Vinovich
is the official in this game. He's 50-63 to the home team. He's 68-47 to the under.
Taking the under. I'm also going to take – I'm going to throw a little coin down on Josh Allen, first touchdown of the game, plus
I like that one. I'm on you on that one. I think he runs it in. What's Josh Allen's rushing attempts?
So the first score of the game for Josh Allen is +1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great odds.
Great odds. Let's see here, Mike. I'm going to go through Josh Allen right now. I mean, for some reason this year, quarterbacks have been scoring a lot of the first touchdowns. His rushing yards is 32.5, Mike.
How about attempts?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going over that 32 number. He needs to run it. Don't play man in this game. He'll take off and run.
They have his longest rush at 12.5. I'm going to get to attempts as soon as I can fucking find it. There are so many during these weekends. There's so many different player props.
So you like the Bills in the first quarter?
Okay, Josh Allen. Oh, nope, that's first.
Do you like the Bills in the first quarter? They're getting a half a point first quarter.
No, I guess if I was just sprinkling that on just in case they get the ball first and they do score, and it's, I'm not seeing Josh Allen rush attempts, Mike, on FanDuel. I could be wrong though.
I'll look for it. Can't find it either. I'm trying. Dang it. Oh well.
Yeah. We'll get, what do you think it should be? I bet you it's probably 12.
I don't think it's that much. I was going to say it's going to be eight or nine.
I'd take the over then.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd probably take the over his 32.5.
Here's a fun one, too. I'd like to also put the over on his Josh Allen's first rush attempt being over 3.5 yards.
I saw that.
I'd like that. I like that.
And then I'm taking Singletary under 41.5 rushing yards.
Diggs anytime touchdown is also minus 105.
You like anything else, Mike, before we get you out of here?
Nope, I'm good. Nope, I got to go get back on my Lobo bombs. It's a pleasure, gentlemen. It's a pleasure.
Hey, it is a pleasure, man. Enjoy your weekend.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mike.
Hey, way to do some investigative journalism there on that Lobo bomb, Pat.
Yeah, had to do it. I had to search Colts defense. That's all I searched. And then that guy, he's been interviewed in a couple of different places. He's the cornerback coach for the Colts.
Everybody seems to like the guy who's being the Colts OC, though.
Who's going to be named the OC?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Robert Mathis tweeted about him last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bob Mathis is going to be the Colts OC?
No, but if Mathis likes the guy, that's saying a lot, I think, personally.
It's a fascinating world, the NFL.
Marcus Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Joe's brother. Tom's son.
Brett probably is.
What'd you say, Mitt?
Yeah, I worked with both those guys two summers ago, and John Gannon I've known since I've actually known him longer than I've known Pat. He was a GA with my dad at Louisville.
How is he? Good dude? He's going to be defense coordinator at Philly. That's huge.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. He's really smart. He's been the secondaries coach, the head secondaries coach for 2 years or 3 years in Indiana.
What about Marcus Brady?
Yeah, man? Who's Marcus Brady? Was he within the Colts?
Yeah, he was. I think he was the QB's coach. He did a lot with the offense, though. He did a lot of shit during practice.
Yeah, Mathis said he's really going to open the offense up. He loves putting up points.
Yeah, so do I, dude.
Yeah, me?
Yeah.
I was a big fan of our team, potentially.
Man, if the Colts, if the Colts can get a fucking Stafford? Gunslinger, dude. I mean, if it's not...
Bro.
I don't know who else... You can get other than Steph.
This is why I like Marcus
Phil
Brady.
Couldn't move.
Exactly.
Phil couldn't move, and he was throwing for all over the place.
Marcus Brady was a player in the CFL from 2002 to 2008.
Who he played for?
Argonauts, Tiger Cats, and Alouettes.
Ooh.
And then he was OC in the CFL for 4 years. So, I mean, he's going to integrate some of that stuff.
Creative offense.
And then, yeah, he's been the quarterback's coach 2018, 2019. And then,
bro, get him Stafford there,
dude. Has to be. I don't know, unless you're going to draft somebody, but I don't think that. With that team you have, they're ready to go.
They are ready to go.
They're ready to go. Championship weekend, dude.
Guns are loaded, baby.
Packers Chiefs,
Championship
baby.
Weekend. Good luck to everyone.
Packers, I cannot believe we made it here. We're going to have a two-week. I can't believe we got to the Super Bowl conversation after this weekend, but... We should be pumped that we even made the championship.
We made it. Everyone doubted it.
Everyone doubted this office, too.
AC Milan tomorrow.
Okay.
They're draw no bet at -110, and I wouldn't...
Who they got?
...put it out of your mind to take them at +180 money line. They're playing Atalanta, who played 3 days ago. Ibra's back. He's firing on all cylinders. AC Milan.
When is Ibra not firing on all cylinders, dude?
Great question, Tony.
Did I say cinders? Got cinder blocks for leg, foot.
What's your record this week in footy?
I had a tough day the other day. 1-4 day.
Yeah, but you had like a 7-1 day.
Is that because Nick wrote on your sheet?
I mean, that's...
Is that the day you lost?
No, that's Sunday. But I rewrote the sheet, so we're fine. I got 11 plays for tomorrow. I'll tweet them out.
Soccer plays?
Yeah.
You find those...
What do you think, 8-3?
I hope so.
That'd be awesome. You find those at Hammer Don on Twitter and Instagram. Any last words, boys, before we send them out?
Do we have any Survivor or anything in the week? Nothing? These are Tom Brady's glasses, by the way. I just wanted to wear them for the show. They're good glasses. Are we doing any Survivor or anything? Nothing.
No. We're going to obviously bring the boys in for Super Bowl to get all their favorite prop bets.
We should do one prop bet for everybody, whoever wins it for Super Bowl.
What about this weekend? We could do it for this weekend, huh?
Very well could.
Hey, do you idiots out there got any prop bets that you guys like? Hey,
we should put a standard like at plus what? At least what? Plus 250 plus?
It can't be. I don't think you could.
Oh, FanDuel also has parlay insurance on footy parlays up to $25.
That's good news. Get your money back.
Ty, what do you like?
Can we do at least a plus 250 prop? Is that what we should do?
At least plus 250?
At least plus 250 prop. That's
what's yours?
Whatever Rodgers' touchdown over is, hammer it. I think he's going to throw 4 or 5 this weekend.
All right, that's your lock. That's your lock for the weekend. But what about?
I don't have a long shot. I mean, I guess a long shot would be MVS to score 2 touchdowns. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure the odds on
to
that
to score
are.
2 plus touchdowns, I will find.
I would assume
right
it's
now
more than plus 250.
Plus 27. Plus 2700.
You get MVS to score 1 at plus 290.
There you go. Lock that in.
That's a great bet.
Lock that in.
Connor?
I mean, I took it last week. I'm not seeing it right now, but it's Anthony Sherman, like plus 2,500 to score a touchdown. They're not running with Mahomes this weekend,
fullback
boys. They're
Chiefs.
Giving it to the fullback.
True.
Sherman. Score. But if that doesn't come up here, then I am going to take Tyreek Hill first touchdown. Let's go, Chiefs.
What is that at?
Plus 700, I believe.
Love it. Let me hold on. I'm going to find you.
God, that's a good bet. Two good bets there.
Or Diggs. Stephon Diggs or Tyreek Hill. First score.
Well, you're taking two? That's not how the game works.
Fortunately,
I'm taking Tyreek Hill, but sprinkle on Diggs just in case the Bills get the ball first.
Sherman's not listed to score on FanDuel, but...
He'll be there.
I'll be taking the Detroit Red Wings to win tonight. Also for the new bettors in Michigan, that is boosted to plus 250 normally.
Over to Blackhawks.
Yeah, over to Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
Fox. That's not a plus 250, is it?
It was boosted to it.
Oh, it was. It was boosted to it. You're picking a...
He's taking a boost.
That's a big boost, by the way. It was like plus 120 to plus 250.
That's a big boost.
Huge boost.
Shout out to Michigan. If you're not in Michigan, you can't get that. But shout out to Nick also using that clause to kind of get it, because it is a bet that is at least plus 250.
Yes.
All right. I'm staring down two for the Bucks-Packers game. First one, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady to have 350 passing yards each, plus 1,200. Now, if you want to get crazy, and I just saw this one, let me find it. Them to throw for 400 yards each, plus 8,000. Those are what I'm going with.
Wow.
Good bets, Foxy.
If I have to do another one, I'm going to do parlay, Mecole Hardman in the Kansas City D special teams to score a touchdown.
Oh, I like it.
I did with Deontay Harris last week.
It was close.
It's plus 1675.
Wow. That's good. That's a good parlay, by the way. Thank you. Especially if you know the punt coverage isn't that great.
Which I do not know about the Bills. But
there's also a you can take Packers.
If you want to take advantage of the Bucks.
You take Packers Chiefs money line in a parlay, it's plus 140.
Ty, does
Tavon Austin? I don't know if he's gonna go.
No, he's not.
And
he'll get some yards, but I don't know if he's going to go.
There is a man who was on this show this week, plus 250 for a touchdown, the Lizard.
Lizard King.
That's plus 250?
Yes, sir.
Just score a touchdown?
Yes, sir.
There's my bet.
What's Bob Tonyan at to score a touchdown?
Plus 150.
Leonard Fournette to score 2, plus 900. Okay. Something to think about.
Mate, you got anything back there, Paul?
No, I do not. I don't really do prop bets.
I got one back here.
Oh, Z.
Mitt.
Sick,
Bears
dude
to win Super Bowl 56.
I already did take that, yes. But Blake Griffin first basket tonight, plus 700.
Love it. He's been having a killer season.
Hey, Pistons to score at least 10 points. Those could be two of them right there.
Exactly.
At least 10 points in the first quarter.
That could be tough.
Is even money for bettors in Michigan on FanDuel.
Wouldn't that be the way for it to start for Michigan? The Pistons can't get 10.
I'll be completely transparent with our relationship with FanDuel. FanDuel told us that was going to be the boost, you know, for the people of Michigan. And the immediate response from this office was, what if that is not a fucking lock of a bet? Like, what if the Pistons stink? So then obviously comes in the Red Wings to plus 250 to beat the, and we'll try to make, I mean, it's going to have to continue to build because that is a tough go if that's how it starts. By the way, it would be the most Michigan sports thing of all time if the boost on FanDuel for the weekend your state becomes legal doesn't hit and it's supposed to be just a layup, which, by the way, we hope there's five of those in the first quarter because that'll be even money from a minus $10,000 odd to an even money $50 max bet plus the plus 250 for the Red Wings to win over the Blackhawks. Sorry, Diggs.
No, I was just looking up least amount of points to be scored in an NBA quarter. It was two set by the Dallas Mavericks in 1997 and the Golden State Warriors in 2004.
It has happened.
It has happened.
And this would be a very Michigan sports thing to happen. But it's not going to.
It's not going to.
Don't worry about it. They'll score 10, no problem. Blake might score all 10. Might be the first 10 points to Zito's bet.
Might have his first dunk of the year.
What does that even mean? That's all he does. He jumps over Kias and he dunks.
Used to. That's the issue here.
He's got no legs anymore?
Blake is fading, unfortunately, my friends.
Plays for a team that isn't even in the NBA. The Flint Tropics get more airtime than the Detroit Pistons. You can see how he potentially would lose some motivation, but first points tonight. Zito likes it, so do I.
In the last 8 minutes since the Lombardi's got off this, we have probably thrown out no less than 37 bets. So if you like any of them, take them.
Hey, the Colts drafted Jacob Eason last year, so don't worry about the quarterback situation, I was told.
I did see a lot of that, by the way.
Who told you that? Somebody tweeted that?
A lot of internet.
Hey, what if Eason's a guy? We don't know.
Could be.
Probably the same people that think Mason Rudolph should start for the Steelers.
What's that? Mason Rudolph deserves another chance.
That's what they say.
So did Dewey.
Thank you guys enough for watching all NFL season long. Hopefully we won you some money. And hopefully we win some money this weekend together. Good luck. Godspeed. And we'll see you Monday, 3:30, right here. Hammer.
Done.